it in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
From the front office,
we'll never be totally satisfied till we win the championship.
Now, we have a lot of young players on this team and new coaching staff. I think we're happy about it.
To the coach's office.
I'm enjoying the interaction with the coaches. I'm enjoying working with the players. I enjoy the process.
From the Browns of the present.
I'm thrilled to be where I'm at each and every day to play quarterback here.
I am a threat. I'm on the football field. I can possibly get that football. And when I get the football, you better strap your helmet on tight. You know, make sure all your chin straps buckled up because it'll take you for a ride.
To the Browns of the past.
Bernie Kosar joining us.
Brian Seif.
Jerry Shirk.
Clay Matthews.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nice, it pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Happy to be with you on this Football Wednesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Good show for you tonight. Mike Wilson, he coaches the Browns wide receivers. He's going to be with us talking about the scouting element of his job. Wide receiver being a key position for this team and the input of the receivers coach into that whole scouting process. What he looked for when he was at the combine along with the rest of the Browns coaching staff. Breaking it down for us. Very interesting stuff from him. And the one and only Gil Brandt, really the legend of the National Football League personnel area, the architect of those great America's teams, Cowboys teams of the 1970s. He's now an analyst for NFL.com, works for the NFL in the capacity of helping out with the combine because he was really one of the pioneers of the whole combine process. We're going to get his analysis of what went on in Indianapolis over the past several days, those workouts wrapping up yesterday. So we'll hear from Gil and some of the surprises, and he'll talk about a lot of what is on the minds of Browns fans. RG3's performance there, Andrew Luck's performance there, the quarterbacks in general, and some of the DBs that performed some of the outstanding numbers that those guys had, and who helped himself at the combine in a big way. Gil Brandt will talk about that. And today, a very special day in Berea. Had the 360 play, the play 60. 360. I guess it was a 360 as well, but it's a Play 60 Special Olympics event that was held. It's an annual event held here in Berea. Really good stuff to have about 750 of the Special Olympians show up here at the Browns facility in the field house. And it was just amazing to be part of that and see former Browns players. There were about, as I say, 750 from 30 schools within the Cleveland Metropolitan School District, and then 200 coaches with them as well. Interact with former Browns players that were here. Doug Deacon, this is a special initiative near and dear to his heart, and special other special visitors were part of this thing. Was just really something to behold. So yours truly was down there, and we got some sound from the key participants, the organizers, and some of the Browns alumni. You'll hear from them as well in the course of this show. And your questions, you submit those to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, and yours truly answers them. This feature is driven by Liberty Ford. And we've got this from Facebook. Dave, you have an opportunity to get a quarterback that is special and will be the face of the franchise for 12 years. Now, he doesn't mention any names here. I'm just going to take a wild guess. He's talking about Robert Griffin III. Are you going to trade up to do it or blow it off and continue to be miserable? Wow. Dave, I think the Browns give very serious thought to making that move to getting RG3. I do. I think it's something that is important to this franchise to look at closely. I don't know if they're going to do it. I don't know if they're going to, quote, blow it off, as you say that, or go for it. But I know there will be due diligence. I know they will look at it very seriously. Do I think it's a good idea? I'm leaning very heavily in that direction right now. I do want to see what this guy looks like on his on-campus workout. But I've had great opportunity over these last several days to form my own opinions about RG3, and my own opinions are pretty strong. I like what this guy looks like. I do. And I think he's a very special player. But the deal has to be right. Everything has to be right about this. You just don't say go get the guy and pay whatever you have to pay to get him, because you can hurt your team in other areas if you do it recklessly. Pat, via via the Facebook page, Pat asks, does re-signing Hillis, or the potential of doing that, would re-signing Peyton Hillis play a big factor in whether the Browns go after RG3. And here's the interesting part about this. I don't think if the Browns were to re-sign Peyton Hillis, it would take away anything from their pursuit of him or influence them more so to do so. I think running back is an important area to address, whether that is about re-signing Peyton Hillis or drafting a running back, and they could conceivably do both, by the way. You could re-sign Peyton Hillis and still draft a back, a different kind of a back. You know what Peyton Hillis is, power straight-ahead guy, and I think if you go into the draft, you're looking for that exterior perimeter speed guy. You're looking to enhance there. You're looking for that Montario Hardesty type of player. And I think the Browns would be interested in adding, whether it's free agency or the draft, that kind of back. I don't think they're done addressing that position, even though you have Brandon Jackson coming back from last year's free agency. So, and let's see, what else do we have here? Brad, how much is too much for RG3? And that's a great question, Brad, because that's the magic question that's going to determine what the Browns end up doing here. Too much is, I think, if you start getting into mortgaging picks, heavily high picks into the following year in addition to this year's picks, you're talking, you know, a couple of number ones that the Browns have now. So is it those two plus? Remember, you're getting a player for one of those number ones, the RG3 pick, if that's what it is. And then if you start going into next year with high picks, yeah, it gets your sound football sense says that there could be a tipping point of too much. I don't know what that is. And that would be the decision of the hierarchy here. And we could make the opinion come April, if that move is made, we could form the opinion that they might have given up too much. But if at the end of it all you feel that they've got an outstanding player and you're excited about the guy they got and they're excited about the guy they got, more importantly, there's a consensus that that's the right way to go, then that's all that really matters. You do the judging after the fact. You do the second guessing after the fact. Yeah, there's going to be immediate draft day grades. There's going to be grades on what teams do. The media, the internet, all places, people will do that and apply letter grades to what the Browns and what the 31 other teams in the league do. But those are what they are. They're instant analysis. Don't really mean anything until you see how it all unfolds going forward. Okay, in a couple of minutes, we're going to have a conversation with Mike Wilson. He is the Browns wide receivers coach. We'll get into some of his thoughts on what he looks for in draft prospects at the wideout position on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash or lease the best-selling SUV, Ford Escape, for just $169. Four-wheel drive, great fuel efficiency and style, all for only $169 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Hey Browns fans, Bernie Kosar here. As a former NFL quarterback, I know what it's like to get hit hard. But you can keep your wallet from getting hit hard when you take advantage of Discount Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescription program. Discount Drug Mart offers hundreds of prescriptions and non-prescription medications starting at just $1.99. Just like my offensive line protected me, Discount Drug Mart will protect your wallet. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runner base, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And, hey, you can meet Browns coach, the head coach of the Browns, Pat Shurmur. He's at the Ford display tomorrow, Thursday, March 1st, from 5:30 to 6:15 p.m. at the Cleveland Auto Show. And Ford is a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns. And this segment, this conversation with Mike Wilson, it's brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Very, very happy to have with us now the Browns receivers coach, Mike Wilson. Mike, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. Been here, I think this is my third time today.
It is. You're definitely one of our more popular guests. Coach, I wanted to talk about this time of year, putting your scouting hat on, and you just came back from the combine. Had a chance to look at the guys in your position, the wide receivers. It's clearly, I know, something a lot of people have talked about with this team as an area that would be addressed, either draft, free agency, both, whatever. Wanted to get a feel from you as to the types of things you are looking for when you're observing these workouts in Indianapolis.
I think, just to paint the brush with probably every NFL team, you're always looking to upgrade to get better. You know, you're looking for talent that is capable of really being playmakers and having the durability you want for a long NFL season. But, you know, you go to the combine and you really are looking at young men who come from systems that really are not as NFL driven. You know, a lot of teams are running spread offenses, and so you got to really look at their measurables and then go back and look at their tapes and see if they are capable of being successful on this level. You know, a lot of receivers come out, they run a lot of bubble screens, and five receivers and really are limited to maybe four or five routes.
Hmm.
Whereas being an NFL guy, you really need to know the whole route tree. And so you're looking for a guy's ability to sink his hips, get in out of breaks. It's not always just being able to, run down the field vertically and be fast. Now, this year there's a lot of fast wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
There are some big guys. And obviously, with all those measurables being taken into account as a receiver coach, you're looking for a guy who can produce, make plays on their game tape. A guy can have all the measurables, and yet when you watch him play, he's not making the plays that you think he's capable of doing, and yet he ran a 4.2 or 4.3 in the combine. So that's where you really have to project. You look at, for example, a Larry Fitzgerald who came in with me when I coached Arizona. Larry didn't necessarily blow by people.
Right.
Larry didn't necessarily separate in and out of his breaks, but Larry had the ability to catch the ball very consistently, and you can put up and he'll go get it. And I think there's a lot of receivers in the NFL now that fit that mold where you can put it up and they can go get it.
So, taking me back, this is such a great topic because, as you say, most of the receivers you're going to look at and some of the more accomplished ones are going to come from programs, systems, mm-hmm. that are not going to be what you're running necessarily here or any other NFL team.
And I will put that probably in a more of a 60% category.
Really?
Some teams that still run pro-style offenses.
Okay.
And
okay.
So you do get the benefit of them being exposed to some of the things they're going to learn on this level. But
those guys can be made into receivers that fit this scheme.
I think now you look at the measurables, and like everybody's just got back from the combine, you see, those guys, height, weight, speed, vertical, which shows explosion. There are certain measurables you have there, but still you have to come back and look at the tape and say, can this kid with a defender in front of him be able to, release, separate, and make big plays for you?
So are there circumstances, because I know you were looking at tape of players before you headed to the combine, correct?
Correct.
So college players. So as you were looking at those players on tape, you were in making notes. How do you give me a sense of what that's like? You have notes that you've already prepared. Then you watch them go through athletic drills because they're not in pads and such at the combine. What's the transfer? What are you looking at that compares to what you saw when you're looking at their game tape?
First thing for me, I was on the field during the combine with the receivers working out, and you're really just looking at their ability to run the basic routes, have a concept of it, and also in the process of interviewing them, you want to find out if they really have a good grasp of defense and offensive philosophies, what they've learned at their school, and is it really applicable? Are we ahead of the ball because they've already been exposed to it, or you have to teach them from ground zero?
Hmm.
We always bring a guy in and start from ground zero, but majority of these guys, football is one sport that the terminology is not consistent. Everybody has their own language.
Yeah.
So you got to come in and learn it anyway. But As far as coverages, guys, are that's pretty generic. But in college, you don't see as much press. You don't see as much, one-on-one. And so that's where you have to project, can the kid play on this level and be able to separate. When I say separate, run a route and then create, you know, room between him and that defensive back when he makes the break to catch the ball.
And step one is just getting off the line, because when someone's pressing and that physical guy, that physical corner, DB from an NFL team is now pressing against this rookie receiver, that's usually the first struggle that a rookie
has. The first criteria, I think, as a coach. If you talk to anybody in the league, they will tell you, a receiver has to be able to release versus press. Otherwise, it's a long career, a long day, and because teams will see that on tape and they'll just get in your face all the time.
Or a short career.
It's a very short career, yes. But fortunately, guys, once they master, teams will respect it. And in the course of the NFL, there might be five teams that you're going to see bump always from them, but the majority of them play press, and they play zone, and off, so you really don't, it's not as much a factor.
Mike Wilson, the Browns receivers coach, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So, Mike, as you say, you were downright at field level watching these drills and studying what these guys were doing. And in some cases, there's trade-offs, right? I mean, not everybody is the, quote, complete package.
No.
So give me a sense of the takeaways of what specific things that maybe would jump out of you that one guy has and another guy doesn't, and then vice versa.
Yeah. Well, I think, first and foremost, the combine starts with height and weight. And you'll find that consistently, usually the smaller guys are faster. That's their advantage of being really a smaller receiver.
Mm-hmm.
You find the bigger guys might be maybe a little bit slower in their 40 times, but they make up for it in size, their ability to use their body to go up and get balls and make catches, and also go across the middle and be able to be a physical receiver that can take the pounding of a linebacker or a DB hitting them. So initially, you just want to see those guys height and weight, and they say they are what they say they are.
Okay.
Then you take it to the field, and now you're looking at their explosion, be it on a broad jump, vertical jump. And that's another measurable.
That tells you their legs, the explosiveness in their legs.
And then obviously there's a catching drills, and then there's routes on air.
Yeah.
And now you get to kind of encompass it all. It still doesn't give you a complete picture of, you didn't see any press out there. You didn't see them go up against another defensive back. But it gives you measurables enough to now you come back to your facility and cut on the cut-up tapes, and now you can say, wow, I've seen this guy, now let me look at him as a player. And then you piece it all back together. I looked at him before the combine.
Right.
Now I'm in the process of looking at him again now that we've come back. And some guys jumped out at me. Some guys kind of go up and down.
And quarterbacks, they talk about quarterbacks not being familiar with the receivers they're throwing to, vice versa, right? These receivers aren't used to catching from these particular quarterbacks. Is that something you factor?
It's a factor, but, you're trying to run the most generic routes out there. You're running a slant, an out, a hook, a go, and a shake or a post corner, and maybe a deep end. So they're the most probably generic routes you run in the NFL and in football. So the timing shouldn't be too bad.
Okay. And the other thing about the interviews, and this is always fascinating, those 15 minutes the teams get with each player, and I know the Browns had like 60 guys they wanted to talk with. The receivers that you were able to talk with in those sessions or hear, and let's face it, the receiver position has that stigma, the that whole diva thing. And guys, if you hear about personality issues, often it's a receiver who's that guy, as the game has shown us. Not so much you. I don't know. Back in your day, you weren't a diva, were you?
No. I don't think they existed back then.
I don't think divas existed back in the day, but they do now. And how much of that is in your thinking? Do we have a diva here, and is that necessarily always the worst thing? I mean, what are you looking for in that personality?
First and foremost, you want a character guy, a good guy, who's responsible, who's going to show up and be where he's supposed to be all the time. And then you're looking for a young man who's competitive, who has the fire within himself to push himself and want to be the best, not me always, trying to push him to come on out and give me an extra rep. So there are certain things you can pick up in talking to a young man. And a part of that process is, gathering information from other sources, other teams that played against them. And then, of course, you look at the tape.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, you know, you do accept the fact that you're going to, if you bring a kid in, you're going to have to develop him. And mm-hmm. this is what the bit is. You know, I'm a teacher. I'm you say, coach, I'm a teacher. It's about developing talent and trying to get a young man to play to his optimum, get him to be the best he can be and maybe beyond what he thought he could be. And that's when you know, things are hitting, are connecting just perfectly. And that's not always the case, but that's what you strive for.
Did you have some circumstances, no names, but did you have some circumstances where you talked with a guy that this is a really good, solid guy, and that maybe you talked with one that disappointed you with some answers or the way he carried himself?
You know, I think, you know, probably people perceive him as the best receiver ever played a game, and I guess I can use his name, Jerry Rice. He came in, and he struggled his rookie year. You know, he was literally, you know, I was going into my fifth year. He was a rookie, and me and Jerry were really good friends, and, you know, we know his... the end of his story, he's a Hall of Famer, might be the best player to ever play, but, you know, there is that maturation development that comes along with the young man, and he came in and he cried, dropped some balls, and it really wasn't, I think it was just understanding what the NFL was all about, coming from a small school. So my point is, Larry Fitzgerald came in, I've coached him when I was with the Cardinals, he struggled a little bit his first year, but second year was a Pro Bowl player. So everybody's growing, and development is a little different, but you hope you can get them up to speed and they can come on in and you know, use their talent, mm-hmm. which is why they were drafted at whatever place they were, and come in and start being a very productive player.
Great stuff. Mike, thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Enjoyed it. Anytime.
Browns wide receivers coach Mike Wilson joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12. In stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash, or lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for just $229. Four-wheel drive, chrome access, 18-inch all-terrain tires, all for only $229 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Mayo Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Rome. If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to quick and take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorite. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later today. Access to the best care is easy, with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE, or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Hey, the Roadman, Kenny Road here, and it's truck month at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge. Get auto show rebates right now. They want to make you a deal you can't refuse. Check out the 2012 Dodge Ram 1500 Quad Cab 4x4 with the Bighorn package. It includes a 5.7-liter Hemi, 20-inch chrome wheels, air conditioning, tilt and cruise, and so much more. Come check out what I'm talking about. Take it for a test drive at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the historic Bedford Auto Mile. Get this massive ride listed at $36,660 minus the Ganley discount, $4,000, minus the auto show rebate, $3,000, cash match of $1,000. You pay only $28,660. Truck month and auto show deals now at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile. So come take advantage of it. Save big. Hurry, these prices won't last long. Call today, 440-232-2121, and tell them the Roadman sent you to Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford. This offer ends February 29th.
Children learn to read on the laps of their parents. Did you know nearly two-thirds of low-income families have no children's books at home? So here's how you can help. Become a part of the Half Price Books Half Pint Library program today. Bring a new or gently used children's book to any Half Price Books between now and March 31st. Drop it off in the Half Pint Library donation box. It's that simple. At the end of the drive, Half Price Books will match your donations and distribute to local organizations for kids in need. Help us share the love of reading with young children and their families. Remember, one good book can help inspire a lifelong reader. And only with your contributions can a half-pint library become a reality. To learn more about the Half Price Books Half Pint Library program or to find a store near you, visit hpb.com. The Half Pint Library Book Drive. It's kids' books from the community for the community.
Sports Time Ohio is your home for MAC basketball. Tonight at 7, the Ohio University Bobcats visit the Kent State Golden Flashes, live and in high definition. Michael Raga and Steve Mix bring you all the action. Ohio University and Kent State, tonight at 7, only on Sports Time Ohio.
Crestmont Hyundai has Northeast Ohio's largest selection of new and used cars. All new Hyundais come with America's best warranty and Hyundai Assurance to give you the confidence you need when buying a new car. For your next car, get to CrestmontHyundai.com.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE. Or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Really appreciate the fact that you've chosen to spend this portion of your Wednesday with us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Vic Carucci with you. And listen, you can see Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw for the first time together in 10 years on July 29th at Cleveland Browns Stadium, plus special guests Grace Potter and the Nocturnals and Jake Owen. Tickets are on sale now. They're available at Ticketmaster.com or by calling 1-800-745-3000. And this segment, A Conversation with Gil Brandt, it's driven by Liberty Ford. Very happy to welcome to the show right now the godfather of the National Football League. That's what we call him, Gil Brandt from NFL.com. Welcome to the show, Gil.
Well, Vic, it's always a pleasure to be on with you, and especially in that an up-and-coming franchise, the Browns.
Yes, absolutely. And I want to start with the fact that we were just at the Combine and just wrapped up yesterday. Some of your big-picture thoughts on how things went and what stood out to you, Gil.
Well, Vic, every year we get better and better at what we do there. And incidentally, we missed Tom Heckert being there, and we hope he's well and back to work real quickly because he does such a good job for the Cleveland Browns. But, we just, it seems that we interview more players. We seem to get better players, faster players, stronger players. When you look at some of the results, we used to have defensive backs that threw the bar up 3, 4, and 5 times. We got some guys that throw it up 28 times now.
Wow.
Is what we have. And, the wide receivers, I think we had 7 of them that ran under 4-4. And, of course, yesterday we had a defensive back that ran under 4-3. From Central Florida, Josh Robinson. So I think all in all, it was a good time for everything to take place. I think about 90% of the guys ran, which is very, very good. And we're now looking forward to those pro days to clean up some of the questions that we may have.
The big focus early, of course, was on the quarterbacks. It always is, but especially on Robert Griffin III and the fact that he measured past 6'2", that he ran that 4.38 40, and then did such a fine job in handling himself with the media. Just your overall thoughts on, first of all, how important the measurable is and that time is to evaluating Griffin.
Well, we'd rather have somebody that runs 4.4. Then last year, the Arkansas quarterback who didn't run, but then in his pro day ran 5.3.
Ryan Mallett.
Ryan Mallett. Vic, I think speed is the one thing that you can't teach in the National Football League. You can get guys stronger. You can get them to play their position better. But I don't think you can really make them faster, is what it amounts to. And as you know, sometimes the difference between a minus play and a 25 or 30 yard line play are guy that can make a play on defense with his speed, or somebody on offense that can create a play. And those big plays are the ones that win games and win championships.
Yeah, and he's got that extra dimension. And Gil, as you've watched him on tape as a quarterback, as a thrower, that element should be there too. I know, you know, we didn't get to see him throw at the combine. He's going to throw at his pro day, but I would think that people won't be disappointed in the RG3 who throws the football.
No, I don't think they will, Vic. And you know, he's a product of the high school system in Texas, and they play a lot of 7-on-7 in the summertime, and they've really become good at what they do. You know, the quarterback that we get now is so much better than the quarterback that we got 10 years ago, simply because of the fact that all of these players now seem to work on this 7-on-7 during the summertime. And, you know, college football, I think that Joe Namath, who was a great passing wizard at Alabama, in 3 years threw 374 passes. Landry Jones, the Oklahoma quarterback, 2 years ago threw 617 in 1 year.
Right.
So I think it gives you a little bit. But I think when you go back to RG, I think that the way he handled himself in the media was just tremendous. And I think usually the way you handle yourself there is a carryover to what kind of football player you're going to be. I think if a guy's up there not sure of himself, as opposed to being up there talking to this group of 750 media, which is the most we've ever had, and conducts himself like he did, that's a pretty good endorsement of a player. And I don't think we should take anything away from Andrew Luck, who I think surprised everybody with his athletic ability and how fast he ran. So, you know, I think what I see is we have three possibilities of very good quarterbacks coming into the National Football League. We have to include Tannehill,
right,
of Texas A&M, who didn't work out because of a foot problem, but I think he's going to be a good quarterback.
Yeah, it's funny how you bring up Luck and that he could almost be overlooked because there was so much focus on Griffin, but Luck ran obviously an outstanding 40 as well. That 4.6 time was impressive, maybe surprised some people. The classic pocket guy showing that movement, that athleticism, and he too, not surprisingly, handled himself well with the media. So there's probably no assuming here that he falls off of any ranking as maybe the top overall guy, and then Griffin is right behind him.
Yeah, and Vic, you know, the thing that's so interesting, I think that Luck ended up measuring 6'4", 240, is what I think it was. You know, when you have guys that big, that are that fast, and complete 70% of their passes like Luck did, I think that tells you where the future of the National Football League is and is going.
Gil Brandt, he is an analyst, of course, for NFL.com and a former NFL personnel executive for the Dallas Cowboys, put together all those great teams that the Cowboys had in the 1970s. Gil, when we look at other people who might have helped themselves, was there a particular, you know, workout that took place at the combine that allowed anyone to maybe jump out at you that you had been tracking? I know you track them all, but anybody that stood out a little more than you might have expected?
Well, let me start with Stephen Hill. And Stephen Hill is a young man from Georgia Tech. I think in my last makeup of my top 100, I think he was either my 45th or 46th ranked player. And I think everybody thought at the time that I was crazy for putting him up there. He ran a 4.34 or something like that.
So wide receiver from Georgia Tech.
Wide receiver from Georgia Tech. I think over a period of time he caught 50 passes at Georgia Tech. They don't pass a lot. This year he had an average of 30 yards a catch, and he had several really good catches. Everybody kind of thought that he was a one-trick pony, and by that I mean he was just going to run a streak route or fly route or nine route, whatever you tend to call those takeoff routes mm-hmm. where they run deep and try to beat somebody. I thought that he was a real surprise. Now, I think there's one place that you have to be concerned about is, as an example, Dontari Poe of Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
Knocked everybody out of the box. The guy, I think, weighed 354 pounds, Vic. He threw the bar up 44 times, and he ran 4.88 is what he ran at that weight. Now, if you're getting a runner and a lifter, it's pretty good. Unfortunately, Poe did not play as well as he ran and lifted. And so that's one of the things that you have to decipher. You have to decipher, hey, where am I going with these players? Now, I saw them running shorts and football shoes, but are they going to be the same type of player when we have them on the field? And, you know, are they going to make something happen? And I think all you have to do is go to your left tackle, Joe Thomas,
right,
who is one of those guys who ran fast and lifted a lot. But he really played well at Wisconsin, and he continues to play well for the Cleveland Browns in the National Football League.
Yeah, so it's not always just about you can get overwhelmed by that athleticism, and we've seen those, quote, workout warriors there.
Right.
So you got to be cautious about that.
Exactly right, and, you know, it goes back to Mike Mamula
yep.
at Boston College some years ago, that everybody thought would be probably a third-round choice, and he ended up being, I think, the ninth pick in the draft, and didn't play very well and had a short career in the National Football League. So it's things that you have to be concerned about and look for.
Gil, there were 200-odd fans or so. I don't know if they weren't odd fans. There were 200-plus fans in the stands, something different that the Combine had to the league wanted to, you know, move the curtain a little further aside, let those people in. That was a little different. And you mentioned earlier about the media attention growing. Just where you see the future of the Combine headed, I've heard all kinds of discussion about maybe now making the workouts a little more competitive, have guys run against each other, that sort of thing. Just give me your thoughts on where you see this all going.
Well, I'm not for running in pairs, as an example, because I don't think they'll run any faster, is what it amounts to. And I think what you take a chance of happening is somebody pulling up because he's straining to run to keep up with something. But, you know, if I'm an agent, I got a 50% chance of winning and a 50% chance of losing. Am I going to encourage my player to run? Because if he loses and the Cleveland Browns draft that player, everybody says, well, you mean you drafted the guy that lost the race to Vic Carucci and you picked him over Gil Brandt or whatever, you know, whatever it may
yeah,
be.
Yeah.
And I, you know, that's the only thing I think that's, you know, I'm all for moving on and doing better and so forth. But I do think it has to be a realistic thing, and I'm not sure just what pairs do for you as far as running is concerned.
Gil, great stuff as always. We thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Vic. Always a pleasure, and keep up the good work there in Cleveland.
He is the great Gil Brandt, the godfather of the National Football League, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12. In stores now, EA Sports, it's in the game.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash, or lease the best-selling 33-mile-per-gallon Ford Fusion for just $169. Great fuel efficiency, quality, and style, all for only $169 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to wait to take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get to quick to take a move.
Cleveland Browns Stadium and the Browns Training Facility have just the right spaces to help make your next private event a masterpiece. The Browns offer up to 30 unique and inviting venues that can make your wedding, bar and bat mitzvah, holiday party, prom, or other social or corporate event a success. For more information on how you can host your next private event with the Browns, call 440-824-6162 or visit clevelandbrowns.com.
These days, who isn't on a budget? Whether it's a ramen noodles every night budget, a cut back on your cable channels budget, or how in the world am I ever going to put my kids through college budget, Allstate has something just for you. The Allstate Value Plan. It's their most affordable car insurance, and it still comes with an Allstate agent. Plus, the Value Plan includes Allstate Easy Pay, so you can stay on top of your payments without even thinking about it. The Allstate Value Plan. It's the kind of car insurance that fits any kind of budget. It's Allstate for all.
There's an Allstate policy for everyone. Why not see how much you can save with the Allstate Value Plan? Find an agent near you at allstate.com today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Allstate Value Plan. Dollar for dollar. Nobody protects you like Allstate.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash or lease the best-selling SUV, Ford Escape, for just $169. Four-wheel drive, great fuel efficiency and style, all for only $169 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Hi, this is Alex Mack, and you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And we're back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Yours truly, Vic Carucci, with you till the top of the hour. Great day here in Berea at the Browns facility. It was the annual Play 60 Special Olympics Party and Gatorade Junior Training Camp held here. Nearly 750 Special Olympians were from 30 schools within the Cleveland Metropolitan School District, and 200 coaches on hand and volunteers. A great event, and there were football stations. There were chances for the Olympians to get autographs from current and former Browns players, and a tailgate-style lunch was served in the player cafeteria. I'm telling you, this thing was outstanding, and several people who were involved in this, we're going to hear from them now. I had a chance to talk with them earlier today. Starting with Vince Marquardt, he's from the Cleveland Metropolitan School District. I asked him why this is such an important event for the school district.
Well, the Cleveland schools have one of the largest Special Olympics programs in the state of Ohio. We have over 1,400 student athletes that participate in Special Olympics. This is just one of the programs that we do. It gives them an opportunity to get out here, to exercise, to use the Play 60 program that the Browns have, and the NFL have put together. It's a great opportunity. We have 11 stations set up. They go around. It's organized. They go around to each station. They have a program that they do at each station. They move from one station to the next, and they get in their physical activity.
And it's nice to also interact with the Browns, the current and former Browns that are part of this. A lot of the alumni group, Doug Deacon, this has always had a special place in his heart.
Absolutely. Doug has been phenomenal with our Special Olympics program. He has always been a huge, huge supporter of everything that the Cleveland schools do through Special Olympics.
And this isn't easy stuff because the school district is going through a lot of changes and so forth, but it's great to keep this thing going strong.
Absolutely. And the program is self-funded through Special Olympics, so it's not district funds that are being used here. It's all of our students just having an opportunity to come out and to participate and to have a lot of fun, and importantly, to get exercise. Exercise is the most important thing for these students.
Bill Hatfield is from the Special Olympics. I asked him why the Special Olympics have had this long-standing relationship with the Browns and what the Special Olympics organization gets out of it.
Well, for me, it's an opportunity to give our athletes the chance to experience something they would never have a chance possibly to experience throughout their years. It's a great chance for them to come meet some of the former and current Browns players and see their heroes and hopefully realize that someday, it possibly could be them.
And that's the thing. This is all about, for them, competing, being inspired, and inspiring others. And I think that's kind of the mutual feeling here, is seeing the joy. I mean, there's just a lot of happy people around here in this field house. And I think the Browns get as much out of this as the Special Olympians do.
Sure. Absolutely. It's great for the Browns players to see, you know, not just the disabilities of our athletes, but their abilities. That's what I'm all about, promoting our athletes and the things that they can do instead of people always looking at the things that they cannot do.
And as far as sheer numbers, what are we talking about with the total Special Olympians here?
Well, we have 30 schools that are represented from Cleveland Metropolitan School District, and we have approximately 750 Special Olympics athletes, as well as 200 coaches and teachers.
Renee Harvey is the Browns Director of Community Outreach. We talked about the many smiles that could be seen throughout the field house today.
Well, that's our goal. I think we did something wrong if that's not the case. So I think the kids are having a good time. I know all of the volunteers and the staff and the coaches are as well. So very happy to have about 30 schools from Cleveland Metropolitan School District represented here today, and great partnership through all of our Play 60 partners. In addition, our Touchdown Club, who's always so gracious about donating food and coming out to volunteer. Lots of great football stations, as you mentioned. Food for the kids. Lots of music, as you can tell by the background. So the kids really look forward to this. And I think so do the volunteers and staff.
And from the Brown standpoint, you've done this year after year. It seems like something that just continues to grow larger and larger.
It really does, and I think it gets easier every year because the sign-ups fill up quicker and quicker. The teachers know what it's about now. They know we're going to do a good job. They know that the kids are going to come in, be taken care of, and have a great time and getting some exercise all at the same time.
And the alumni, and having a Brian Schaefering here from the current players, but also the alumni, that too is a special thing.
Oh, it really is. Those kids and the alumni really look forward to it, and to have that interaction and to see, you know, the exchange between all of them is really unique, and it's I think it gives value to the kids and to the alumni. They really come out in droves to support the event. So we have to break them up into two shifts. There's so many alumni, so
many alumni to be certain, and a guy who has really been a catalyst in this entire event through the years is one Doug Deacon, the former Browns offensive tackle and the Browns radio network analyst. I asked him about how rewarding it is to be part of the Special Olympics event.
Well, it's very rewarding. I think, you know, we've been involved in it since the late 90s when the Browns Trust was here, and we didn't have a football team, and, you know, they had the facility, and we found a way to put it together and give the kids a chance to come out and, you know, feel like a Brown for a day.
And it's, you know, we talk about how, because I see the smiles on all these kids' faces here, 700 plus, but really, this is as much about you and the others getting something out of it as well.
Yeah, you know, having had a younger brother that was mentally challenged and watching him in the Special Olympics, I still think it's the greatest thrill I've ever had in sports when he was able to open his shirt and show me his four ribbons, because, you know, for the first time he got to be somebody, and he'd always been my little brother, and, you know, that was his day, and that was the greatest thrill I've ever had in sports.
That's outstanding. And the other thing is you guys are signing autographs. You get to interact with all these young people, and they seem so, I mean, I see the line in front of you guys. It just extends forever.
Yeah, it does extend forever, and most of them want two or three, but, you know, it's you know, the smiles on the face is what it's all about, and you walk away, and you really appreciate how fortunate you are, and I think, you know, this is just a day so everybody can be happy and, you know, enjoy, you know, the Browns, and the Browns have always been very generous in donating the facility and their money and time to help out. And it's one of those things that, you know, when everybody walks away, everybody feels better.
And among those several Browns alumni on hand for this, Wally Williams, former Browns offensive guard, spent three seasons here in Cleveland. I asked him what it meant to be part of this event.
You know, when you play this game for as long as all of us did, and you're kind of engulfed in what you're doing every day, you really don't understand the impact until you're out and you're in situations like this where you had opportunity to give back and, of course, be with so many kids out here. I mean, this is what it's all about. We all started here at some point and, you know, having that dream. So it's always a good thing for us to come back, you know, give this recognition to these guys and do whatever we can to help out.
And you, with Special Olympians, there is a great sense of – accomplishment and their competitors and athletes who are, you know, like you were in the course of your playing career, wanting to achieve that. So you see a great deal of pride here with these kids too.
Oh yeah, of course, of course. And that's what it's all about. It's all about, you know, recognizing these kids and helping them understand that, look, when you have your belief in whatever you want to pursue, whether the dreams out there are small or large, look, you always have opportunities and you always are able to express yourself in some way, fashion, or form. And this is just a way for these kids to enjoy themselves and to look at everything involved, what the Browns are doing, you know, and of course with every man here who feels, like I said, an obligation to be here and to show some gratitude.
And I just want to paint this picture for you. So you had, you know, two rows of tables, right? And Special Olympians and the coaches, other people who were involved, would go through these, and the folks like Wally Williams and Doug Deacon were autographing little paper helmets, Browns helmets, and very cool. And as Doug was saying, maybe a couple at a time, whatever, they'd take them, and so exciting. And Dick Ambrose was here, Judge Ambrose, among the alumni, Ed Bettridge, Jamie Caleb. We also had Bob Gain, Big Bob Gain was here, Jim Houston, Ernie Kellerman, Kevin Mack, David Mays, Rich Mastardi, who else? Dave Pizzulli, Frank Stams, Brian Washington. I mean, just a huge crowd. I didn't miss anyone, but they worked in shifts. It was well organized, again, by the Browns and by the organizers here. Something to behold, something that made your heart feel very full and very, you just felt great watching this take place here at the facility, and I thought it was just an unbelievably great day. Okay, when we come back, we'll answer some questions for you, the Ask Vic portion of the show on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12, in stores now, EA Sports in the game.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash or lease the best-selling SUV, Ford Escape, for just $169. Four-wheel drive, great fuel efficiency and style, all for only $169 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Hey sports fans, Bernie Kosar here for Discount Drug Mart, with a shopping experience that finally pays you back. Earn pro points today for your Discount Drug Mart Courtesy Plus card, for Drug Mart cash, or free Cleveland Browns merchandise. It's simple, fun, and rewarding. Only at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns. You can earn your experiences money just can't buy.
You'll find everything you need.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Hi, gang, Riz here, and Russo Rosalina & Company is the official law firm of the Really Big Show. Family-owned and operated, and I'll tell you what, they are Clevelanders. General practice law firm, and they have provided legal service to over 100,000 Ohio residents for 32 years. Two locations, Richmond Town Square and Parmatown. Probate business, injuries, problems at home, wills, go to rrlpa.com. That's rrlpa.com, Russo Rosalina. Selena.
Welcome to Bonefish Grill.
I had no idea he could even play the bassoon. As my date and I settle into our evening at Bonefish Grill, I pause to drink in the ambiance, and it goes down as smooth as my date's hand-muddled fresh pineapple martini. After polishing off our appetizer, my date's as giddy as a schoolgirl who just enjoyed sushi-grade tuna tacos for $8.90. And now our entrees arrive. My lady loves wild drunken Dory for just $16.90, is sautéed with equal parts rice wine and devotion. I embark on my own succulent safari with my Reyes New Zealand orange ruffy topped with fresh lump crab meat. This is more than just a one-night stand of deliciousness. This is love.
Come in for happier hours from 4 to 6:30 p.m. when food joins the fun. For just $5 each, enjoy bang bang tacos, ceviche, and more.
$5? Next round's on me. Bonefish Grill. Happiness here.
In Cleveland at the corner of Rockside Road and 77. Visit bonefishgrill.com for the location nearest you.
Everyone's doing it. They're taking the Conrad's Challenge and getting the best price on their new tires. Right now, get up to $160 rebate on select sets of four Goodyear Dunlop tires when purchased with your Goodyear credit card. If you want to pay less for tires, then take the Conrad's Challenge.
Conrad's. Sports Time Ohio is your home for Mac basketball. Tonight at 7, the Ohio University Bobcats visit the Kent State Golden Flashes, live and in high definition. Michael Ragai and Steve Mix bring you all the action. Ohio University and Kent State, tonight at 7, only on Sports Time Ohio.
And we're back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Ask Vic portion of the show. That too, driven by Liberty Ford. You ask me questions via the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. You know, you can also contribute to the show via voicemail, sending questions and comments. The numbers for that, 855-363-DAILY. That's 855-363-2459. Or, locally, 440-824-6138. We use the best on the air, just as we do with the questions that you ask. Brian via Facebook. Do you feel it would be better to pursue a veteran quarterback like Matt Flynn rather than draft RG3? And then possibly draft a big player, a big play receiver like a Justin Blackmon or a Floyd, Michael Floyd, later on in the draft. Sure, Brian, this is an option. And this isn't an option to ignore. Free agency coming up March 13th. I think we're going to get an answer very quickly on the Matt Flynn sweepstakes, if there is one, if he's out there in free agency. And, you know, I think that tends to be the likelihood, and all the vibes that comes from the Packer organization and such is that, you know, that this guy would be available versus them trying to do anything to retain him, and don't see that as a a likelihood or possibility at all. So I think conventional wisdom is he's out there. He's one of the hotter commodities in the free agent market. And I think the Browns would have to look pretty seriously at that. And if they did go that route, then I think you'd have your answer on what they would do draft-wise. Retain those picks, use, as you say, the fourth possibly on a receiver, and then you've got, you know, the 22nd pick to utilize as well to address the offensive side of the ball. Or you don't do that, and then it's all about the draft. I mean, you don't do the Flynn thing. And I think there'd be other options that they're going to look at, certainly within this draft, you know, very seriously, within free agency, very seriously to address the aforementioned positions, wide receiver, O-line, you know, running back perhaps, linebacker, depth I'm talking about, even after the extension that was signed by DeQuell Jackson earlier this week, Monday. Larry, if the Colts pulled a fast one and took RG3 at number one, would the Browns be interested in Andrew Luck? And I love this question, a fast one, because, you know, implying here that they're going to just screw everything up and go for, you know, pass up the presumptive number one quarterback pick, Andrew Luck, and go for Robert Griffin, and that would be a fast one. Well, it would be an interesting one, but I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. I'll tell you, we're at the Combine. And it was as if, I'm not going to say as if Luck wasn't there, because he was there. He drew a big crowd from the media, as did RG3. There was all kinds of people interested in talking with him. But he was not, by any means, the story, the level that RG3 was. I mean, there was so much more fascination over Robert Griffin. So much more fascination. And does that mean that the Colts would lose interest and not take him, as their owner, Jim Irsay, has, you know, already been pretty public about saying? But again, it's all talk right now until something's done. And by the way, the Colts are in a position. They could sign a contract with Luck now. They had, from starting last Friday, the ability to negotiate with any player, any draft prospect, for the top overall pick. So that bears watching as well. You could have a guy wrapped up and done before April's draft, and that's happened before. Happened when I was covering the Buffalo Bills. They signed a guy named Bruce Smith to a contract in like February, March, whatever it was, before the draft took place. He was already signed, sealed, delivered. They just went through the motion and posed with the number one Bills jersey in New York with commissioner of the league. Who was it? I think that would have been probably Pete Rozelle, or right before Paul Tagliabue, or right when Tags became commissioner. I think it was Pete Rozelle then, though. What else do we have? Joe via Facebook. If the Browns don't trade their second first-round pick of the draft, meaning that 22nd overall pick, then who should they take in that spot? I'd say this, Joe. I think that 22nd spot is ready-made for an offensive tackle, an offensive lineman. I think that fourth pick is likely the so-called skill guy. Not that you could rule out tackle there, by the way. I mean, a guy like Matt Khalil is good, from USC, is, in the view of a lot of draft analysts, maybe a top five type of prospect. So you don't eliminate him from the conversation. But my sense would be you could go, you know, if it's a quarterback or if it's not a quarterback, I should say, and you make the move there to go with, say, a receiver, which is a little high for my taste, but, you know, maybe you do the lineman with the 22nd pick. That's just what I'm thinking. We want to thank Mike Wilson, Gil Brandt, Vince Marquard, Bill Hatfield, Renee Harvey, Doug Deacon, Wally Williams, Drew Boatner, Danielle Lavelli, Will Burge, my great producer tonight. Three Deep is up next. Stick around for more, and we will talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.